From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Solo Safari to become new tourism destination. Indonesia asks Saudi Arabia to boost trade cooperation. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said he believes that Solo Safari, which he visited with his family on the sidelines of a joint leave on Monday, will become a new tourism destination in Surakarta, Central Java. As reported by Antara, President Joko Widodo made the visit to review Solo Safari, formerly the Solo Zoo or Taru Juruk Animal Park, at the invitation of Surakarta Mayor Gibran Raka Buming Raka. The renovated park is planned to be open to the public on January 27, 2023. He also lauded the Surakarta city government's efforts to revitalize productive assets in the region. The president informed that he had received a report from Mayor Raka regarding a number of amusement and educational parks that have been and will be built in the area. Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan has invited the Saudi Arabian government to increase trade cooperation with Indonesia by holding meetings and forums for business actors from the two countries. He has come to Riyadh with the Indonesian business delegation to further strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia through the plan to establish more trade cooperations. This was pointed out by Minister Zulkifli Hasan in a statement received by Antara on Monday. He also stated the cooperation aims to balance the trade balance as well as expand market opportunities and access for the main and potential export products of both countries. Next, we have the Indonesian Transportation Ministry, which is buoyant that the opening of the Shenzhen Denpasar flight route will increase tourist visits to Indonesia. This shows that Indonesia, especially Bali, is still a favorite tourism destination. It was pointed out by the Ministry's Director General of Air Transportation, Maria Kristi Endah Murni, in her statement received by Antara on Monday. Moreover, she further said this is a form of support from the Ministry's Director General of Air Transportation for the Proud to Travel in Indonesia program to encourage tourist mobility to Indonesia. The last national news comes from PT Angkasa Pura I, which operates Lombok Airport West Nusa Tenggara, reported that the number of passengers increased by 18% on the Chinese New Year holiday compared to the previous day. As reported by Antara, this was reported by the public relations official for PT Angkasa Pura I at Lombok Airport, Arif Haryanto, in Praia, West Nusa Tenggara on Monday. The number of passengers on the Chinese New Year holiday reached about 6,000 people. He further said the number of passengers on the Chinese New Year holiday also registered an increase compared to last year's holiday. Now we move to the international news. Pakistan's government began restoring power to millions of people on Monday after a breakdown in the grid triggered the worst electricity outage in months and highlighted the weak infrastructure of the heavily indebted nation. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, an inquiry has been launched into the outage, which began at around 7 a.m. local time and has so far lasted more than 12 hours during the peak winter season. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, will travel to Ghana, Mozambique, and Kenya this week to advance joint priorities following December's U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit. As reported by VOA.com, administration official told reporters on Monday that her tour from January 25th to the 29th will focus on regional security issues, food insecurity, humanitarian issues, and supporting African efforts to mitigate climate change. Thomas Greenfield's trip is happening in tandem with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's ongoing mission to Senegal, Zambia, and South Africa that will continue through January 28. We end the news with Indian Ambassador to Vietnam Sandeep Arya, who has said high economic growth rate and fast moving digital transformation in Vietnam and India have generated huge opportunities for the two countries to take greater strides in economic cooperation. As reported by VOVworld.vn in an interview granted to the Vietnam News Agency on the occasion of the Lunar New Year, the diplomat stressed that Vietnam is one of the fastest growing economies globally, and its economic achievements are extremely impressive. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Second Booster Vaccine Start Being Implemented. After the second COVID-19 booster vaccine for the early and health workers was implemented at the end of last year, it is now the turn for public to get a free booster vaccine starting Tuesday, January 24th. The target for giving the second booster COVID-19 vaccine or the fourth dose is adult over the age of 18 years. This was announced by the Ministry of Health through circular number HK.02.02/C/380/2023 concerning the second booster dose of COVID-19 vaccination for general public groups, which was signed by the Director General of Disease Prevention and Control, Maxi Rein Rondonuwu, on January 20, 2023. In the circular, it was stated that the vaccine used for the second booster or fourth dose is a type of vaccine that has received approval or emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency or BPOM and is given at least 6 months after the community has received the first booster vaccine. For this program, the government has allocated 9.3 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine stock to support the second booster dose vaccination program for the general public. As stated by the head of the Communication and Public Service Bureau at Ministry of Health, Dr. Siti Nadia Tarmizi in Jakarta on Monday, that the vaccine stock is stored at the center of 7.2 million doses and 2.1 million doses in the regions. The types of vaccines being prepared include the Johnson, Pfizer, Sinopharm, Zivivax vaccines, and the remaining domestically produced red and white vaccines, namely Inavac and Indovac. To get the second booster vaccine, people don't have to wait for tickets or invitations, but they can go to the vaccination site by looking at the location where the vaccination is located through the health application. In addition, the acceleration of vaccination is to improve the protection of the Indonesian people from the possible threat of COVID-19. In fact, after the revocation of the community activity restrictions or PPKM by the President on December 30, 2022, the public are still advised to continue to follow the health protocols. This must be understood for the sake of environmental and individual health. The effects of the COVID-19 pandemic provide many lessons on the meaning of endurance as well as environmental and individual health and how to prevent them. Besides, stakeholders cannot remain silent even though the PPKM has been revoked, but they must also keep monitoring the spread and presence of COVID-19, although it is now considered a common cold. Because in China, the latest variant reportedly caused many fatalities. Therefore, in addition to giving the second booster, the government should continue to monitor the movement of migrants from abroad entering Indonesian territory. This aims at preventing the spread of the new variant of COVID-19. Well, listener, that was the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Today in in history starts with the event on January 24, 1916, when General Sudirman was born. General Sudirman, who was born on January 24, 1916, was an Indonesian high-ranking officer during the Indonesian National Revolution. As the first commander-in-chief of the Indonesian National Armed Forces, he was a respected figure in Indonesia. While in high school, Sudirman began to show his leadership and organizational abilities and was respected by the community for his adherence to Islam. In 1944, he joined the Defenders of the Homeland Army, or PETA, sponsored by Japan, serving as a battalion commander in Banyumas. During his tenure, Sudirman and his colleagues carried out a rebellion, but later he was exiled to Bogor, West Java. After Indonesia proclaimed its independence on August 17, 1945, Sudirman escaped from the detention center and then went to Jakarta to meet President Sukarno. He was assigned to oversee the surrender of the Japanese troops in Banyumas, which he did after establishing the local division of the People's Security Agency. Sudirman passed away on January 29, 1950, at the age of 34 and was buried in the Semaki Hero Cemetery, Yogyakarta. On December 10, 1964, he was designated as a National Hero of Indonesia. The event is that in 1946, the Indonesian government changed the name of the People's Safety Army to the Army of the Republic of Indonesia. The People's Security Agency, or BKR, which was formed at a preparatory committee meeting for Indonesian independence and announced by President Sukarno on August 23, 1945, was an official military organization because the agency was not under the coordination of the Minister of Defense. The People's Security Agency was only prepared to maintain security to avoid giving the impression that Indonesia was preparing to start a war against the Allies. Finally, through a government decree dated October 5, 1945, the BKR was changed to the People's Security Army. On January 7, 1946, the People's Security Army changed its name to the People's Safety Army. Then on January 24, 1946, it was changed again to the Army of the Republic of Indonesia. However, the Army of the Republic of Indonesia was only 1 year old, and then the Indonesian government at that time united all soldiers and armed militias in the Indonesian National Army on May 5, 1947, so that the struggle for independence was more solid and stronger. And today in story with the event in 1966, Air India plane crashed in Mont Blanc. An Air India Boeing 707 on the trip to New York from Bombay, India, crashed in the Mont Blanc Mountains, Switzerland. The plane was carrying 117 passengers. There were no survivors in the crash. The Air India crash at Mont Blanc is really strange because about 16 years earlier, on November 3, 1950, an Air India plane crashed, killing 48 passengers, which occurred in the same place. And listener, that's today in history.
Di dunia tipu-tipu, kamu tempat aku bertumpu. Baik jahat abu-abu, tapi warnamu putih untukku. hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, di dunia tipu-tipu, ku bisa rasa nyata denganmu. Banyak unainu, ku bisa rasa aman selalu. Hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, sama janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, lelucon aneh tiap hari,
makasih juga buat rasa sayang mama, dan makasih juga udah bertahan sampai sekarang ngurus Fatur. Makasih ya.
Maafin Nana ya kek. Kakek baik sama Nana. Gak pernah marah. Nana yang marah terus sama kakek. Maafin ya kakek.
Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is on Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs discusses humanitarian assistance, women's education in Afghanistan, and Indonesia's candidacy for the Human Rights Council for the 2024 until 2026 period in New York. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi paid a working visit to New York, the United States. During the visit, Retno Marsudi held meetings with a number of parties to discuss support for education in Afghanistan and Indonesia's candidacy for the Human Rights Council. As quoted from the kemlu.go.id page, on Thursday, Retno Marsudi met with the United States Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Rina Amiri. They discussed, among other things, the follow-up to the International Conference on Afghan Women's Education. The International Conference, which was held on 9th December 2022 in Bali, resulted in political commitment and concrete support for the education and empowerment of Afghan women. The Indonesian Foreign Minister conveyed the importance of exploring alternative educational methods such as online education, empowering women through informal education, and dialogue between religious leaders of Islamic countries and Afghanistan. Retno Marsudi also met with the permanent representatives of countries that are influential on the Afghanistan issue at the United Nations, including representatives from the United States, Britain, Russia, and China, who are also permanent members of the UN Security Council. She also held meetings with a number of Islamic countries such as Pakistan and Turkey, as well as donor countries such as Germany and Switzerland. Separately, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also met with Deputy Executive Director of UNICEF. The purpose of the meeting is to ensure that the international community continues to provide vital humanitarian assistance to the Afghan people. The Indonesian Foreign Minister also met the permanent representative of Botswana, Burundi, and Rwanda. They discussed Indonesia's candidacy for the Human Rights Council for the 2024 until 2026 period. During the meeting, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed the bilateral closeness between Indonesia and each of those countries and Indonesia's track record on human rights issues. Apart from discussing humanitarian assistance and support for women's education in Afghanistan, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also shared Indonesia's leadership priorities in ASEAN in 2023, namely developments in Myanmar and the Indo-Pacific region. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Dan kamu, kau sentiasa di bawa kau jauh ke sana, kau hilang terus tanpa kabar. Tidur malam
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introduces you to Soto, Sroto, Sauto, Tauto, or Choto. They are various names referring to Indonesian aromatic soup which is made from meat broth and vegetables. We can find variant types of Soto in many areas of Indonesia. For example, in West Kota Waringin, Central Kalimantan. You can find a type of Soto called Choto Manggala. In the local language, manggala means cassava, because the type of the soup uses cassava as the main ingredient. Besides being made from cassava, this soup uses chicken leg. First, boil some pieces of cassava, then mix chicken leg pieces and spices into the half-boiled cut cassava. The seasoning is made of garlic, pepper, and salt. After everything is cooked, the soto is served with chopped celery leaves, fried shallots, and sliced boiled eggs. It tastes savory and delicious. Listener, Choto Manggala not only has distinctive taste, but also has high nutrition and low calories because it is made from cassava. For those of you who are interested in enjoying Choto Manggala, pay a visit to Central Kalimantan, especially to West Kota Waringin. There you will find many Choto Manggala sellers. The price is relatively cheap, 15,000 rupiah or $1 up to 25,000 rupiah or $1.6 per portion. That was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That is better in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way, but then I would go to be in other space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling great.
is there to be or it is not to be. To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the story we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling right. Is it to be or it is not to be? Fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. But then I would go to be in other space. But sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. With a rainbow's moon.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expression and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Let's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is arriving at the airport. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Akan Tinggal, which means will stay. You will listen to a conversation entitled Akan Tinggal, which means will stay. And this conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and an immigration officer. Let's listen to their conversation.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan.
After listening to the conversation, I'll give you phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, akan tinggal, which means will stay. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Akan tinggal, akan tinggal, which means will stay. Selama satu bulan. Selama satu bulan, which means for one month. Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan, which means I will stay for one month. Kemana? Kemana, which means where. Kemana Anda akan pergi? Kemana Anda akan pergi, which means where would you go? Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika. Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika, which means I'd go to Mandalika. Dimana? Dimana, which means where. Menginap. Menginap, which means stay. Dimana Anda akan menginap? Dimana Anda akan menginap, which means where will you stay. Saya akan menginap di hotel. Saya akan menginap di hotel, which means I will stay at the hotel. Toilet. Toilet, which means toilet. Saya mau pergi ke toilet. Saya mau pergi ke toilet, which means I want to go to the restroom. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan, which means I will stay for one month. In that sentence, there is an expression, akan tinggal, which means will stay. The word akan, which means will, serves to express something about to happen. The expression akan tinggal, which means will stay, states the meaning of planning to stay somewhere. Other examples. To express the meaning of something that is about to happen, the word akan, which means will, is followed by a verb. For example, akan pergi, which means will go. And akan tinggal, which means will stay. Now let's listen to a conversation to convey the activity plan. Kemana Anda akan pergi? Kemana Anda akan pergi, which means where will you go? Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika. Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika, which means I will go to Mandalika. Di mana Anda akan menginap? Di mana Anda akan menginap, which means where will you stay? Saya akan menginap di hotel. Saya akan menginap di hotel, which means I will stay at the hotel. To convey the plan of activity, you can also use the word mau. Mau, which means want to. In informal conversation, for example, saya mau pergi ke toilet. Saya mau pergi ke toilet, which means I want to go to the toilet. Before ending, let's speak Indonesian today, or mari berbahasa Indonesia. For more details, let's listen to an example of conversation once again.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the title Akan Tinggal, Akan Tinggal, or Will Stay. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana? Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan. Banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan. Berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa, takut tak seindah. Sekuat yang ku kira, aku tetap bernafas meski sering tercekat. Aku tetap bernafas meski aku tak merasa bebas.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a Malay song entitled Pulau Putri by Rian Syahputra. The song Pulau Putri is composed by Dino Dilar. It tells the story of Pulau Putri or Putri Island, one of the tourist destinations in Batam, Sumatra Island, which is directly border Singapore. Putri Island is one of the foremost islands in Indonesia. The lyrics tell about Putri Island where a couple likes hanging out there. It is a place where there is a beautiful love story that is always remembered. Alright listener, here is the Malay song Pulau Putri by Rian Syahputra. Enjoy!
Terbina jalinan kasih.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id. Thank you.